1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time 752. And fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Fine. Here on my way to my gym class in Stanford.
All right. Get a little workout this morning, right?
Absolutely. 45 minutes of workout Tuesday and Thursday.
All right. All right. Glad you could join us here. Let's talk about some things. The development on Monday with the Board of Estimate and Taxation approving the grant for pedestrian improvements to the downtown. You want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So pleased with that. You know, Tony, let me tell you, I have a vested interest in all of this. One of my grandchildren was born with special needs. So my daughter, my eldest daughter, is part of the First Electment American with Disabilities Act committee that is presided by Talan Gunsberg and Steffi Cowie. So she works along them. As I said, very pleased that finally, the BET approved the much-needed improvements in Greenwich Avenue. And plus, I mean, also extremely pleased to see that Greenwich, as a part of the Community Connectivity Grant Program, and we were very hard along Representative Kana and Meskers with my colleagues in the House, and the people in Hartford, so we were granted $800,000 for improvements in three intersection points at Field Point Road in downtown Greenwich, and so we were on Monday with the Lieutenant Governor that came to town. The First Electman was there. We were all there, Demetria Nelson, she's the coordinator for the First Selectman in the committee, and Alan, Steffi were there, and extremely pleased, very pleased that we are moving forward. Still we have the schools. The schools, as you know, had been an issue for many, 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 many years that we are not in compliance with the ADA requirements, a law that was passed by President Bush. But we will keep working hard in the RTM with Meskers and in Hartford with Kana and Meskers just to be sure that Greenwich gets back.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich, and speaking of schools, once you get done with that workout, you're heading over to North Miami School to visit with the third graders. What's going on there?
How do you know that? I told you that I was going. I was invited to talk about government with the third graders. And I mean, that was... I will remember that as one of the highlights of my job and what I am doing. And so also one of my daughters just was in a chat with mothers, and I don't have any grandchild at North Mayanus there at North Street, she was in a touch and she saw one mother saying that, you know, my son came home today and said, you know, that he shake hands with one of the president workers. So the answer was, you know, that president worker was the grandfather of Eniko. So she couldn't believe it. That was so funny. A president worker. I mean, that was his conclusion of me talking about government and what we do in Hartford. It's unbelievable, those units, how nice they start at a young age and they talk of the three powers in Washington and how we replicate that at the state levels, and we talk about democracy and the republic that we are. and see such a diverse group of children with, gender, race, and interested in learning more and what we do and shaking hands. That was the highlight of my week, believe me.
All right.
That was the highlight of my week.
And then finally, we spoke with the police chief about this. You had the overnight camping with the Scouts of America, formerly known as the Greenwich Boy Scouts, Captain Island, right?
That was great. That was a very busy weekend, and you might remember, Tony, that with Representative Mesker and Cana, we worked hard and obtained a grant from Hartford for the reconstruction of one of the bridges that connects the two parts of Camp Seaton Camp and in Riversville in Glenville. And it's such a great institution, the Scouts of America. That's the new name now. The Scouts of America, see the boys and girls there, which I didn't know. They have been taken to Captain Island in a launching. The Greenwich police, the maritime police, they have a launching boat that from the Vietnam War time. So all the children with the members of the Scouts of America were taken to Captain Islands on the launching boat. With all the gear, camping overnight, and we saw them in action. The activities that they do there, just to preserve, to learn, to see how nature works, and Chief Hebe was there, and he's such an active member of the Scouts of America. The president, Jim Adams, was there, so we had a great time. And seeing them in action.
All right. State Representative Hector Arzino, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a good day and a good workout. All right.
Thank you very much, Tony, and you too. Have a great weekend and hopefully with better weather.
All right. You got it. State Representative Hector Arzino.